Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God all the glory. What are we saying to the JY? Wow. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, yeah. Me cry. Sorry. For today, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Father, we thank you for such a wonderful day like this, that we have come before you, O God, to hear your word. Father, speak through your Son, O God, in the name of Jesus. Proclaim, O God, your mind to your people through this sermon, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as, O God, we enter, O Lord, into the time of preparation, we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that you will help us prepare as you are coming soon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is somebody excited to be here? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I want to ask, are you excited that Jesus is coming soon? If you're excited, let me hear you by a shout. In the name of Jesus. Christo Bao Encha. Our yes to Christo Cinema. The echoes of yes in my address. Our yes to Christo Cinema. The theme that we've been given to speak on today from the Lord through the leaders of the church is prepare the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Prepare the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sie sie erade akwan ema ne maye no ewo Yesu Kristo demo. I want us to note something here before we even proceed. It says prepare the way. It didn't say prepare a way for the Lord. No. The way of the Lord. And what is the way of the Lord? Hallelujah. Prepare the way of the Lord. To prepare means to get ready for a function. To get ready properly to meet somebody. To prepare means to properly arrange things, get things in order for the arrival of somebody or for something else that you're going to do. To prepare also means that you have to foresee problems that you think you will be encountering. Hallelujah. To prepare also means to predispose a certain reaction. that you know that, oh, I am going to speak to this person, but maybe the reaction of the person might be this way, so I am going to prepare myself for that reaction. Hallelujah. To prepare also means to train for a specific work, to get yourself ready for a particular work or something else that you've been asked to do. To prepare also means to educate yourself with special knowledge concerning the task that you have been given. To prepare also means to set the foundation for something that is about to happen. And in this case, that is what we are talking about, setting up the foundation for the second coming of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abusia, I do a fachem in a and then my power fachem. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Abrantia be no say. Well, who ababa wa be? Now be worried no. Hallelujah. Near friend of Mama Philo. Abrantia no sunny a friend of Joe. Hallelujah. Enti na me never ma filo akasa. Ye din komo ni ade kosra no. Ena mama filo si esen ye obeba besra me. Hallelujah. Hey. Mama filo besra me. Oba Sunday so. Na oso kwa sorry. Enough, some of my fellow no competicosu. And a jam got train or sell by, I don't know, sorry, baby, I'm not, you know. Now, Presby, Pentina Pentecost, no, Quantum Cotrin. It was the first time all about Presby ever had, but she's a Presbyterian from Ghana. In Tinacha, I was some guabwa me who you who's a hey, a juma pa me, yeah. My queen was coming. Hallelujah. And it to hear me phone so master ni din sa mehema. If we say na mehema e ba. Hallelujah. Na and you're scrubbing. Hallelujah. I was cleaning. If ye ni nya me dia a yabrawa shasye nami wo basement a hona miche nan swe sansa nami him eba inti mama mi koto paint ebe painti bafru nuni adienina. Hallelujah. I was preparing for the arrival of my queen. Hallelujah. Nami siye. Now, and again it says that preparation means to foresee. Hallelujah. I'm so sad that me him I have idea. And you may have a special man. Me special no sooner. Satan and your jollof. Now you go be. Hallelujah. And to be by your beans in a match a coco. Come up be a man. Hallelujah. I was young. Me chicocoya. Now me mean the yes. And me be in coclinio. Said you. Me buy a cocoya. She. Hey. Right. Yay. Coconashi. Hey, $3-4 no so ni mu. Satan no na ayi albino store na ewo ayi Belmont Street no. Na ni emi di America kotokoko fufro kokotokoko na shi. I was preparing for the arrival of my queen. Hallelujah. Enti mi bi sa o se sene o he me ni mama firo. Was the preparation good? Do you think I did a good job? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So in the same way, we are preparing the way for our King in the name of Jesus. We are preparing the way for Jesus Christ, Elohim Adonai, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. We are preparing the way for the arrival of him in the name of Jesus. There are laws of preparation. Laws of preparation In preparation, for instance, we take clay. We prepare clay to make some of our, what do you call it? Plates. The plates that we use at home, most of them are made with clay. So we prepare the clay. We take it from the ground, and they dig it from the ground, wash it, soak it in water. The potters do a lot of work, investigate for air bubbles and everything, preparing it for the wonderful arrival of that guest that will come to your house for them to enjoy their meal on that. But one of the things that John the Baptist told us in Luke chapter 3, our anchor text for today, in preparation of for the way of the Lord, is to repent. So if I go back to verse 4, John chapter 3, verse 4, it says, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of the one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Hallelujah. Make straight paths for the Lord. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked roads shall become straight. And the rough ways shall be smooth. And all people will see God's salvation. Eti the Bible verse he catch rain in and he said, the church yawayabra bumuno. Yentineno. Hallelujah. That is the way that we'll be preparing for the Lord. It says that every make straight paths for him. Does it mean that we are going to tell the mayor of Worcester that, hey, I want to make a way for the Lord, so give me one of the roads, I'm going to tie it again and I'm going to do that? No. It is talking about the straight things that he wants our life to experience. The things that he wants us to experience in our life to make sure that we are in the straight path to meet Christ. In the name of Jesus. If you don't take care, you'll be in the path to meet Christ, but something will happen in your life, and then you get a detour, and even the detour will not bring you back. Even if the detour will bring you back to your final destination in Kenya, but it will turn you somewhere, and you will miss that way. In the name of Jesus. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. In the name of Jesus. This is the message of John the Baptist, proclaimed by Jordan some 2,000 years ago. It is a message that we still see on signs today. For me, the message has a connotation of that you better change or else you will miss the arrival of the king. Hallelujah. It says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Prepare the way. Make straight paths to receive eternal life. Hallelujah. Nothing is wrong with these words. They are God's word and are true. But they themselves, without a word of explanation, they may offer a little hope, as a train ride did for the resistant leaders and children back on the train. At least this is how many people feel about the message of repentance. Hallelujah. And John was telling us to preach the good news from the message of repentance. When understood properly, it's not a ride to a death come, but a ride to a pasture of new life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is, is it the first day of Advent? The first day of Advent, the time of preparation. And we are waiting the birth of Jesus Christ and all that the birth of Jesus Christ brings us. Jesus came to bring us a message of hope. Hallelujah. The birth of Jesus Christ, if you see or if you think about or if you read about the accounts of the birth of Jesus Christ, everything that happened in the birth of Jesus Christ, it is giving you one simple message that with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Christ awa. You know, yes, celebrity. I mean, chance, bro, you ain't could be better, car, mommy. Not the other Christ, I say, no, hallelujah. Oh, wow, can amen. And I can't have a time, amen, sir, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a message of hope. Say, Christ, on tea. Say, Christ, oh, my, prepare up a year. It's a message of hope. Now, can you be a Christ, coffee? Hwɛ ɔbaa ɔ ɔna no so baaye na nka Kristo paa de nka ndwanmuo mu ne ɛkɔ wo no sɛn. But with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. It's a message of hope. So we consider these words and we get prepared that there is hope. Irrespective of what is going on in the world right now, there is hope. And it has our hope. Hallelujah. Tap into the source of hope. Prepare in the name of Jesus. We are preparing for the coming of Christ. And in Luke chapter 1, we read that the Lord appeared to Zechariah and told him that you're going to have a son. Said all these things. Prepare the way. He was going to prepare the way. John the Baptist, in the name of Jesus. As Elijah did, John will argue the people back to the Lord. He will speak to them. He will talk to them. John was not, John was not dealing with easy crowd. Because the crowd that he was coming to meet to prepare the way of the Lord was not an easy crowd. He was going to deal with the Sanhedrins and it was not an easy crowd to change their mind to something or somebody they don't even know. Somebody they haven't even seen before. But God gave him the power. And I pray the same thing that may God give you the power to do whatever it takes to make the way to meet Christ in the name of Jesus. John is born and God is quietly preparing him for his ministry. In the name of Jesus, anybody that has a ministry as a means of also preparing the way for the Lord, may the Lord grant it to you, my dear people, in the name of Jesus. All those that the Lord will call into ministry, I pray in the name of Jesus that may the power that was given to John the Baptist rest upon you also in the name of Jesus. He said that his voice was a voice calling from the desert and wilderness, a place of dryness, a place where we didn't expect or you don't expect anything to come from, a place where when you are thirsty, it is hard to find water. That is the place where the word of God, the preparation to meet Christ, was coming from. This simply tells you that irrespective of who you think you are, what you think you've done in the past, how dry you think your life is, God can also use you to prepare the way. Hallelujah. It is a message of hope. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He spoke of a highway which will provide a way back to the homeland, Israel. They will be rescued by their God, who would ensure that they will come back home again. In the name of Jesus. If you have drifted, you might be in the church, but you have drifted away from the Lord. You've drifted away from the things of the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, whoever is watching me online, I pray in the name of Jesus that may the Lord bring you back home Hallelujah. Ewurade ma wo san mmra fie ɛwɔ Yesu Kristo din mu. Bimu ne nam hwehwɛ nneɛma wɔ baabi baabi abusua. May God bring you back home. Yesterday, a situation that is happening in Ghana, a young man that I know so well, was so active in the church, was so active in the church, doing a whole lot of things in the church. I heard a story about this young man that he has gotten away from Christ, backslidden from Christ, and the things that he's looking for in life. Hey, who? I'm Sumini Abema. Obia. What on your mind? I see. Now, Mr. Radis, Radin Sanfam Refi. Hallelujah. That's all I told him. Me say, Mr. Radis, Radin Sanfam Refi. Oh, yes, Christ, dear. When you come home, you have good rest. When you come home, you have good food. When you come home, you listen to good music. When you come home, you have family around you. Come home in the name of Jesus. Prepare the way for the Lord. And he said that valleys will be filled. Valley in the Bible, the spiritual meaning of a valley is demonic things. If there are demonic things that are blocking you from preparing a way or from getting yourself straight to meet the Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that may he get away. Mountains are obstacles. Obstacles, things that stop you, things that block you. When Auntie Naomi was praying this morning, she was saying that, yes, instead of praying, instead of reading our Bibles, we are always on our phones. Yes. If that is an obstacle, I pray that may the Lord himself deliver you in the name of Jesus. Repentance. Repent. John's message was a message of repentance. He preached a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. Oh, my God. John will baptize only those who repented. He didn't baptize everybody. He baptized only those who repented. It does not mean to do penance or pay price for past sins. It means a complete change of mind, a new direction of the will, and an altered purpose in life. A new direction, a new mind. I was saying, Adrino, your mind says, Sakakra. Hallelujah. Let the things that is filling our minds up be changed. Let us have a new direction of the will of God and an altered purpose in life. What is your purpose in life? What is your purpose in life? Does your purpose in life include the coming of Jesus Christ? If not, then please change it. If we want to enter the kingdom of God, we must repent or we'll be burned up like chaff, as the Bible says. Have you surrendered yourself to Christ? Have you done this, but somehow taking yourself back? Do not try to cover your sins, but confess them and seek God's forgiveness. Hallelujah. And yet, we must not misunderstand what repentance means. Hallelujah. We must not misunderstand what repentance means. Hallelujah. It means getting yourself away from sin. It means staying away from things that will be deceptive to you. It means getting close to Christ in the name of Jesus. So I pray, as I bring my message to a close, that if there is anything that is bothering you so bad that you feel that this thing is taking everything away from me, or is taking everything that I have from me to the extent that you don't believe that you will meet Christ, today, with this message, change your mind. Hallelujah. Repent. Change the fruits. The fruits the spirit are the fruits that will help you for your mind to change and repent in the name of Jesus. All sin is great. All sin is sin. Sin, we don't have big sin, great sin, small sin. No, sin is sin. Stay away from sin. Repent and get ready to meet the King. Hallelujah. I made myself ready. I prepared to meet my Queen. Now I am preparing to meet the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the Alpha and the Omega. Would you do that with me? Are you ready for the second coming of Christ? If you are, please stand as we pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yesu Noribo. Yeah, yeah. Obeba be fire no. Obeba be fire
na yakuti urusi.
Yani. Help us to do this in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch us in a way, O God, that will make us pure. Touch us, O God, in a way that will bring us, O God, to your kingdom as we are ready to receive you soon. Soon and very soon. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.